Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Test. We are holding on Daf Ches Amid Beis. We are at the two dots on Daf Ches Amid Beis. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Was there a second sponsorship today? Is there? No? Okay. Did you get Ms. Schicker email you? No? Okay. All right. There will be, I think, at some point. Okay. All right, so we are holding at the two dots on Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to first discuss Mu'uberes, what the halach is about a Mu'uberes and how to define a Mu'uberes and what the status is as far as why she's not Metame Me'es La'es. And then we're going to talk about how to relate to Vestos during pregnancy, meaning if a woman is Mesalekes Damim, at what point do you say, okay, so I'm not going to be Choshesh for a Veset anymore? The Gemara is going to talk about why is a Me'nekes not Tame L'mafreya, and we're going to have two opinions in general of why a Me'nekes doesn't see Dam anymore. And there's going to be a major nafkamina between those two opinions. The Gemara, in that context of discussing a Me'nekes, the Gemara is going to have three different explanations of the pasuk Mi Yitein Tar Mi Tamei Lo Echad, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take something Tamei and draw something Tahar out of that which is Tamei. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, we're going to define what a Zikena is, where how old, what does it mean to be Samach L'Ziknasa, how old does she have to be, what does it mean that it's Shalosh Onos Samuch Ziknasa, what exactly is an Ona in that context? And the Gemara is going to then talk about if a woman can lose her Zikena status, meaning at what point, if she starts seeing Dam again, do we say, okay, she's obviously not a Zikena anymore. So let's begin again, Ches Amud Beis, at the two dots. Mu'uberes Mishe Yivada Ubra. A woman is considered Mu'uberes when she's recognizably pregnant. So V'kama HaKarasu Ubar, how much is that? Sumchasom Rishim Rameir, Shlosha Chadashim, 3 months into pregnancy. V'afklishen Raya L'davar Zeich L'davar. Even though we don't have any clear proof from Tanakh that it's 3 months into pregnancy, we do have an indication from a pasuk Shenemar, because the pasuk talks about Tamar becoming pregnant, and it says Vayihi kim shlosh chadashim v'gomer Vayugav the Yehuda lemar zinsa Tamar kalasecha. Right, Yehuda was told Tamar, your daughter-in-law has been mizana, and now hine harol uznunim. So it was kim shlosh chadashim. It was 3 months later. So apparently, 3 months later, that's when you have hukarubra. So it says Gemara zeichel davar. Kruxiv! How do you call that only a Zechel Davar? That's a Pasuk, Uraya Gedoli! And that seems to be a very strong Raya. So answers Gemara, not such a Raya. Mishum Dika Dialda Latisha Vika Dialda Lashiva. We always assume in Shas that there are two types of pregnancy. There's a 9 month pregnancy and a 7 month pregnancy. And maybe Hakaras Uber happens at 1/3 of the way through the pregnancy, whichever kind of pregnancy it is. And Tamar had a 9 month pregnancy. So yes, she had Hakaras Uber after 3 months, but someone who's Yoledes L'Shiva is going to have Hukarubra after 2 1/3 months, and that's when she's going to become Dayashaita. So Meir is telling me we follow Rov Nashim. Rov Nashim or Yoledes L'Tisha have 9 month pregnancies, and we say that even Yoledes L'Shiva, the Uber is Nikar after Shlosha Chadashim, right? That's just going to have a halacha of Hakaras Uber after 3 months. And Yoledes L'Tisha, we have a Raya Gemura from the Pasuk Enochinami that Yoledes L'Tisha has Hakaras Zubar after 3 months, but Lagabe Yoledes L'Shiva, we don't have a Raya Gemura, so that's why we say it's only a Zeichel Davar, because it's not a Raya Gemura for all pregnancies, even though the halacha is always going to be 3 months, regardless of the type of pregnancy. The Tan Rabbanan Harei Shaisa B'Cheskos Mu'uberes Ras Adam. Let's say a woman was presumed pregnant, and then she started to bleed. V'achar kachipila, and then she v'achar kachipila ruach, and then a ruach came out of her, something that's clearly not a vlad, or called a v'sheinu shel kayama, or anything else that does not have the status of a vlad. Harei b'cheskasa, she is assumed to have been mu'uberes, and therefore v'dayashaita. The dam that she saw before the hapala, since she was considered to be mu'uberes, is not going to be metameher l'mafreya. Meaning we don't say, oh, now it's igloy milsa l'mafreya that she was never pregnant, and therefore the dam should be metameher l'mafreya. No, at that moment she was huchzak mu'uberes, and she didn't lose that assumption just because she was mapil a ruach. Says Mar B'Alfakav Shein Raya L'davar, even though we don't have a raya that pregnancy with a ruach is still considered pregnancy, but Zeich L'davar, there is an indication in the pasuk. Shneimar, the pasuk says in Shayo, harinu chalnu kmo yoladnu ruach, that we've suffered the tsara leida and yet didn't have the joy of having a child come out from it. It was only a ruach that came out from it. So it sounds like it's called Hirayon, Harinu. There was a pregnancy, even though it only resulted in a Ruach. So you see a Raya from there, that, or not a Raya, Ein Raya, Zecher, from there, that it's that a Ruach is also called a pregnancy. So it says more, my Zecher lover, Harin Raya Gadolihi, that's a great Raya. The Pasuk says it explicitly. No, Kiksiv Haikrab is Charm Ksiv. The Pasuk is a Mashal. The Pasuk is men who are suffering, and we're describing our suffering is so terrible, because normally, Lefum Tzara Agra, you know, when you suffer, at least there's a payoff in the end. But over here, there's a suffering, and what do we have to show for it? It was a Ruach that came out of it. So since it's only a Mashal, talking about a Zachar, so it's not really a Raya. It's at least a Zecher, though, because a Mashal only makes sense if there's a Nimshal. So by using that as the Nimshal only makes sense if the Mashal makes sense. So by using that as the mashal, that's what makes it at least a zeichel l'davar. So says Mar Romini, but I'll ask you a stira. Kashta shnayim. Let's say a woman started suffering from labor pains for 2 days, and she sees dam during those 2 days. Ulishlishi, and then on the third day she also sees dam, but he pila ruach called over shen shal kayama. She has a ruach come out of her, or anything that's not a viable vlad. So what the halacha question over here is, do we consider this ziva or not? Because a woman who bleeds during the process of childbirth, it does not become a zava. That's dam leida, it's not dam ziva. But a woman who bleeds stam, not in the process of childbirth, even if she gives birth later, as long as she took a break for 24 hours of not bleeding and not suffering from labor pains, so then she would be a zava. So is this called childbirth? The fact is this called a hirayon, and therefore a delivery when she's mapil ruach, or something that's ein shel kayama, to the extent that the dam that she sees is now not going to be dam ziva. So the halach is, harezu, you'll let this bezov. No, that is dam ziva. Because since she didn't produce a child, we don't say that it's dam leida, it's dam ziva. But v'yamad leida mal yasehi, but if you're going to tell me that when she's mapila ruach, or something that's in a shel kayama, that it's considered a real leida, so koshi samachu leidasa, rachmana tiare, why isn't this dam considered like dam leida, that was koshi samachu leidasa, where the Torah tells us it doesn't have the status of ziva. So from the fact that we say that she's considered to be a ledes lezov, sounds like a leida of a ruach is not considered a leida, and that's why the ziva is not koshi samach leida. So a pregnancy of a ruach should also not be considered a pregnancy. So how come the Brisa says daya shaita if afterwards what she was mapil was a ruach? So Rav Papi hanach me isla es rabbanan. Really, a leida of a ruach is not a leida at all, and therefore this halach about the ziva is correct. Why then is she only metame dayashaita and not me esla es? She wasn't really pregnant. Yeah, the whole din of esla es is only mitrabanan anyway. So we could be more makel that if she was presumed pregnant, even if it was a goy muslim afraid that she wasn't because it was only a ruach, for me esla es we could be makel. Rav Papa Amar midi utaimel mishum drosha kavidala vevra kvedinala hachnam drosha vevra kvedinala. No, really, a leidas ruach is not a leida at all. But still, if she gave birth to a ruach, it's dayashaita. When she had that pregnancy, she's not going to be metame l'mafreya, because the whole reason she's not metame l'mafreya is we assume that she's mesulekes damim. What makes her mesulekes damim when she's pregnant? Because she doesn't feel right. Her body's not functioning the way it normally would. Well, that happens even if she's mapil ruach. That same feeling of heaviness, that same feeling of roshak vedenala, the headaches and whatever, the body not functioning, that still happens. So it's not a function of whether it's called a pregnancy halachically, whether it fits the geder of pregnancy. It's a function of what's physically going on with her body. Is she mesulekes damim? So Bami Rabbiyam Rabbi Zeira, Rasav Acharka Chuko Uba Mahu. What if she sees dam and then right after she sees dam she has hukur ubra, meaning not before she sees the dam. Given the middle chazay luhukar ubra matamya, do we say, well, when she saw the dam, she was not yet hukar ubra, and therefore she should be matamei l'mafreya? Odimel, given the samach chazay lo matamya. Or do we say, no, but it was so close. She saw the dam right before hukar ubra, and therefore maybe she's not matamei slays, because it's ki'ilu, she was already recognizably pregnant at that time. So the Rishonim are very bothered by this shayla of the Gemara. What do you mean? Every time chazal give a shir, that's the shir. So if the shir is hukar ubra, you can't ask, what about 5 minutes before hukar ubra? What about 2 minutes? That's not the way Rabbi Yirmi was thrown out of the base medrash for asking such shaylas in the second paragraph of Masechus Baba Basra. We don't ask such shaylas, that we have a shir. That's always the shir. So the Ritva explains, And the Ramban says something similar, not surprisingly, that siluk damim definitely happens because of Rosha Kavirla, Evre Kvedimala, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu Safik is whether Hakaras Ubra, when the Chum say Hakaras Ubra is what's Masalik the Dam, does that mean that the Ubar makes it that the Ubar made it made the hecker in the Isha that Rosha Kvedimala and Evre Kvedimala, or does it mean that the Uber is Nikra La'ayin, and that you can see that she's pregnant, and even though Rosha and Evrek Vedimala even could happen even before that, but the Chum had to give some recognizable shear, so they just went with Hukarubra. Meaning, what does Hukarubra mean? Does Hukarubra mean that the way she feels makes it Hukarubra? The Rosha Kvedimala, Evrek Vedimala, that's the definition of Hukarubra, and therefore a moment before that is worthless because that's what actually is Masalik Nadam? Or no, Hukarubra means she looks like she has a belly, so she looks like she has a baby in there. But the actual thing that's Masalik Vadam might come a little bit before or a little bit after that. And that's why, if she has it a little bit before, and she was already Rosha Nevera Kvedimala, maybe at that point she'd already be Dayashaita. That's how the Ritva explains. The Rashba doesn't like that explanation, and he comes up with a different explanation. It's difficult. So anyway, says the Gemara, what's the answer to this question? Armalei, Midi Hutayma, El Mishum to Rosha Kvedimala Vera Kvedimala. Bina de Chazai, Ein Rosha Kvedimala, Vein Vera Kvedimala. At the time that she saw the dam, she was not yet experiencing Rosha and Evra Kvedimala, and therefore at that time she's still Matame Lamafreya. So she's not Mislakas Damim, and she would still be Matame Me Isleis Lamafreya. You cannot say about such a woman that she's Dayashaita. Another Shaila. Hahu Saba, which we discussed last time, Tosos writes that Hahu Saba is normally Elio Anavi, but it can't always be Elio Anavi. So someone asked Rabbi Yochanan, Higia is Vesta be Me Ibura Velobat Kamahu. What if a woman had a Veset that came up during pregnancy and she didn't do a Bedika? So what's the din? So says Mar Kami Baili, Aliba Demand Yamar Vesel Saraisa. My suffix is according to the Shita that a woman has to be bodek b'shas vesta mina Torah, that it's halach l'mosh m'sinai, that orech b'zmano ba, and therefore when the vestet comes and she doesn't do bedika, we assume that she is temeya, she has to do the bedika at the shas vesta. So my, what's the din if the shas vesta comes after she's already recognizably pregnant? Kivin the vestos to araisa b'ya bedika, o dilma kivin to demem usalak and lo b'ya bedika. Do we say, well, vestos to araisa, so she's got to do bedika, or maybe no, you have to be reasonable. Why does she have to do bedika? Because her ref is manoba, but she's a muslakas damim. She's a pregnant woman. She's not going to see dam anymore. So maybe she should not need to do a bedika. So Rabbi Yochanan said to this zakir echad, we have a mission that says, Ramei Romer im haisa b'mechve. If a woman was hiding because of some sort of pachad, she was afraid that someone was attacking or whatever, the gia shas vesta, and while she was in hiding, shas vesta came, velo batka, and she didn't do bedika. Tahora. She's going to be Tahora. Shecharada Mesalakas Hasadamim. Because that fear will cause her to be a Mesalakas Damim. So Taimadika Charada. Sounds like it's only because she's in terror. Haleka Charada. But if there's no terrifying experience that she's going through, Vigia, Vest of Lobadka, and the Vest that comes and she does not do Bedika, Temeya, she's going to be Tame. Alma, Vestal Saraisa. Clearly, according to our mayor, Vestos are Daraisa, because had Vestos been Darabanan, she would be Tahora even if she didn't do the Bedika. And even the, so now that we've set that baseline, that this mission is assuming Vestos Daraisa, now let's see what it's going to say about our Shaila. What about a Vestet that comes at a time that your Mesulak is Damin? So what does it say? Kivin di Ika Charada Damea Mesulakin Velo Baya Bedika. And what does that Mishnah say? Even though Vestos are Daraisa, but when there's a Charada, when there's some sort of terror, it's going to take away the dam. So too, pregnancy is going to take away the dam, and therefore she's not going to require a Bedika, Bishas Vesta, during pregnancy. There is a discussion, what else can establish a sense of Misulek is dam? What if a woman is taking birth control pills, and they predictably and consistently make it that she doesn't bleed, but the shas vesed comes in the middle of her taking the pills. Do you assume that you have to be choshish for that vesed, or do you say no? She's a mesulakas damim at that point that she's taking the pills. So Minchas Yitzchak has a discussion of this, and he thinks that you still do have to be choshish of the vessel. It says you're relying on ne'emanus harofim, and we can't necessarily rely on the ne'emanus of the rofim. Plus, the lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even a woman who's in hiding doesn't require a bedika lechatchila, but the Ramah says lechatchila she does require a bedika, and even though the Gemara links being in hiding with pregnancy, apparently the Ramah, based on Rishonim, is mechalik between the two, and you have to figure out why in the world you'd be mechalik between the two, and it could be that taking pills is more like being in hiding, where you still do have to be choshish according to the Ramah, and not like, so that's Minchas Yitzchak, Shevet Alevi, Rav Osner, says that the only reason the Ramah is machmir by Charada, that she needs a bedika, is because there's a difference between pachad and bahala. There's a difference between like a prolonged situation of fear and like a moment of terror. If she's muvaheles, so she's not mesulekes damin. And since it's hard to know what's what, that's why we're machmir about a woman that's in fear. But a woman who's taking birth control pills, we know what's what. She's taking birth control pills, and Rav Azna, we have a long record of lots of women who pretty predictably do not bleed until they miss one pill, right? Until they're off by an hour and whatever. So they still haven't figured it out. The system is still not perfect. I think it used to be the hormones were much stronger. Now they thought that wasn't so safe, so the hormones are less so. So it used to be it would much more predictably stop you from bleeding. Nowadays, not as predictable. A woman, one thing, after Yom Kippur, you know how many shaylas? I didn't know what to do in Yom Kippur, whether I should take my pill or not. So I took it a few hours later after Yom Kippur was over, and now caused all sorts of bleeding, all sorts of problems. So I don't know. I don't know if we can necessarily make this assumption. But if a woman knows that when she takes the pill, she predictably, and she's good about it, that she predictably doesn't see dam, so that's what Rav Osner thought, that we don't have to be choshesh. Pashlus is it becomes a new veset kavua, that if a woman only bleeds when she starts taking the placebos, so she has a veset kavua that she bleeds when she takes placebos, and that means that all other vestos are no longer operative. So it wouldn't come up that she would have a shas veset during the time when she's taking the regular pills. Okay, minika ad shetigmal. We said a minika is dayashaita, a nursing woman is dayashaita until she weans the baby. So tan rabban minika shemay spina b'tochas v'arba chodesh. Let's say a minika a menekes loses the child rachman al son within 24 months of the birth of the baby. Harei k'chal anashim. Now she goes back, even though she's within 24 months of delivering a baby, she goes back to being in the same status as other women. She could be metame l'mafreya. So since clearly it's a function of whether she's actually nursing, if she nurses for longer than the typical 24 months, she nurses for 4 or 5 years, dayashaita, she will retain the status of dayashaita, of not being metamim l'mafreya. That's Rameir Shita. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, dayin shaitim kolas v'arba chodesh. 24 months, no matter what, she's dayashaita. And therefore, since it's a din in 24 months, it's not a din in whether she's actually nursing. If she continues to actually nurse for 4 or 5 years, she's going to be metame lemafreya anyway, even though she's nursing, because after 24 months, we assume she loses the status of menekes. So what's the svara? Why would Rav Meir hold that it's tali in whether she's actually nursing, and the other three tanaim hold that it's tali in 24 months from childbirth? So the way Rav Meir explains why it is that a nursing woman doesn't bleed is because the blood somehow turns into the milk. That's what happens. So as long as she's producing milk, she's not going to be producing blood. That what would have been the blood is becoming the milk. How to explain that biologically is a good kasha, but Rabbi Tam, there is some sort of explanation about the same hormones that cause the bleeding somehow have some sort of effect on the creation of the milk. I don't know. There's some sort of biological explanation. The Divrei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Evrah Misparkin Veinash Chazeres Hadesim Arba Chodesh. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, it's just the trauma of the childbirth that causes her body to stop functioning as normal, and that takes 24 months to return. That's used in as a heter in family planning. that they assume that if having too many babies is going to take too much of a toll on the woman, it's going to affect her health. So spacing children is would be permitted. So the assumption nowadays is that it doesn't take 24 months for a woman to get back to herself. But Moshe writes that it used to be a tradition in Europe that there was an assumption that you can wait up until 24 months because of this Gemara, because it takes 24 months for a woman's body to get back to normal. Lefichach, Rav Meir Lamali, what do I need? Why does the Bryce have to tell me Rav Meir's lefichach that if she would continue to nurse for 4 or 5 years that she's dayashaita? Once he says that if she stops within 24 months she's like kala nashim, so obviously I see that everything's tali on whether she's actually nursing. So you're right. Mishum lefichach Rabbi Yossi. The only reason I have to mention that lefichach of Rabbi Meir is because of the lefichach of Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Lefichach Rabbi Yossi lamli. Why do I need the lefichach of Rabbi Yossi? Isn't it obvious that if he holds within 24 months, if she stops nursing, so she's still going to be dayashaita. So isn't it obvious that after 24 months, if she continues nursing, she's going to go back to being metame lemafreya. So no, ma'od detem Rabbi Yossi tarti. It's like, I might have thought that Rabbi Yossi holds both of these things are true, meaning that the siluk hadamim is caused from the trauma of the leida and from the hanaka, and either one would be enough to take away the dam. So kamash milan, that's why the Brisa tells me that's not true. The Rabbi Yossi holds that tzara leida is what causes siluk hadam, and therefore even if she continues to nurse after the tzara leida is long forgotten, it's more than 24 months later, nevertheless she's not mesulekes damim. Tanya nami achim of Brisa that tells us just like this. Dam necha menasa chal zira meir, Rabbi Yossi amar evra misparak and veinav shechuzer salah ad esim arba chodesh. There you have it, the very clear explanations of each shita and tanaim. Either it's because the dam becomes the chalav, or because it's the trauma of the childbirth that has its impact. Amar Rabbi Loi, my time is Rameir. Why does Rameir hold that dam necha menasa chalav? Meaning, where does he get the idea that dam necha menasa chalav? That's a wild chiddush in biology, that the blood becomes the chalav, because the chsiv, it's a pasuk in Iyov. Mi ten toher mitamei lo echad. Who can take something tamei and produce something tar from something tamei? Only echad, only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is that pasuk referring to? When do we ever produce something tar from something tamei? The dam, which is tamei, produces that which is tar, produces the chalav, which is tar. This is nogea lahalacha. It's quoted on the page in Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim. In Arachayim, yeah, we have a halacha minhag that Rama writes that on Shavuos, on the Yantav of Shavuos, we eat milchik foods on the first day of Shavuos. And the Rama says that the reason is, so the Rama gives his reason, he says the reason is that just like when it comes to Pesach, we have Shnei Tavshilin, Echel Lezecher LePesach, Echel Zecher LeChagiga, so you have, it's a tradition to have some sort of Zecher to the Karbanos of that holiday on that holiday. And what's the Ikar Karban of Shavuos? It's the Shtei Alechem. So what do? You want to do something that's a Zecher to the Shtei Alechem. So says Rama, you have a Milch meal, you have a fleishig meal, you have to have both. The minhag is not to just have a milchig meal according to the Rambam. The minhag is to have a milchig meal followed by a fleishig meal, and since you're having milchig and fleishig, and you're not allowed to have the same that's halach in Yerideya, they're not allowed to have the same loaf of bread and a milchig meal as a fleishig meal, so you have to have like two sets of bread. You have your milchig meal bread and your fleishig meal bread. Those two sets of bread are the zecher to the shtei alechem. That's the Rambam's explanation, but the Magen Avraham on the spot says that there are lots of other reasons, that he says matzasi kosluv, that the reason is based on the Zohar, that the Zohar writes that for the 7 weeks after Yetzias Mitzrayim until Matan Torah, we had Shivanakiyim, that a woman is Mitar Minidasa for Shivanakiyim, and it's Yodua, the Dam Nechar Benasa Chalav, and that's Remez to Din to Rachamim, that Dam represents Din, and Chalav represents Rachamim, and that was the Shivanakiyim of Klal Yisrael. So to show how the Din turned to Rachamim after the Shivanakiyim, after the 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuos, we dafki eat milchigs to show the dam necha v'nasa chalav. So the Chassam Sofer in Arasugya says that it's al yidei kabbalas haTorah that the midas hadin turned to midas harachamim, and the dam is a remez of din, which was nepach to chalav, which is rachamim. And the Chassam Sofer says even further, he has a remez. It says in Arasugya, it says that Rav Meir learns from the pasuk mi'itein tar mitamei lo echad. And Rashi says, Chalav Tahar ba midam hatamei lo echad b'tmiya. Who's going to do that? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Yechido Shalolam. So says Chassam Sofer, there's a remez. When you write the word tamei b'miluo, tes, yud, tuf, and mem, and aleph, lamid, pei, you write it out b'miluo, it comes out to a gematria of tuf resh yud, of 610. And you add, and when you add aleph, when you add one more, echad, it comes out 611. The gematria of Torah. Torah is a gematria of 611. So it's through that that the dam was nasa chalav. So mi yitain tar, which is the Torah, mi tameh, from tameh, from that which was less than that, lo echad. It's by adding the echad that gets you to that number. Okay, so that's the Magen Avraham's explanation based on our sugya. The problem is, Prima Gadim points out that the Chum disagree with Rameh. The Chum hold that has nothing to do with Tam Nechav Nasachal, that has to do with Evraim Sparkin. And how do we pass on the halacha? Evraim Sparkin is how we pass on la halacha. La halacha, we hold that the reason is Evraim Sparkin. So then, why would we have milchiks based on a shita that we don't pass on like la halacha? Okay, because it's a minute to have milchiks, so it's it could be that some akronim say everyone holds to some extent dam nechav nasa chalav, but there are some questions in terms of the details of dam nechav nasa chalav. Not for now. So once. Yeah. Right. So the Gemara is going to have a few other explanations of what mitain tar mitame means, and there may be many others. So says Gemara for Rabbanan. Rabbanan, what are they? How are they going to understand mitain tar mitame lo echad? Some Rabbi Yochanan zushich vazera shu tame v'adamanos menu tar shich vazera, which creates a human being, is tame. But look, a human being is tar when he's born. Rabbi Lazar Omer elu me'anida shamaze umazin alav tar v'nogei atame. It's talking about the paradum waters, that the person who does the sprinkling and the person who gets sprinkled on is tar, and the person who touches it, who's not involved in the sprinkling process, is tamei. Says the Gemara, wait, the person doing the sprinkling is tahar? Isn't that against the pasuk? Umaze tar vaksiv umaze me'anida yichabes begadav. Pasuk says the guy who does the sprinkling becomes tamei enough that he needs kibbutz begadim. So says Gemara, no, my maze nogeya. When the pasuk says that the maze is tamei, it means someone who touches it. It doesn't mean the guy who actually sprinkles it. The guy who actually sprinkles it is really tahar. Says Gemara, is that true? Vaksiv maze vaksiv nogeya. The pasuk identifies both the maze and the nogeya as being tamei. It says that the maze is mechabes begadav and the nogeya is tamei al erev, and maze boy kibbutz and nogeya. And even if you want to say they're the same person, that wouldn't make sense because they have different halachos. The mazah, we say, requires kibbutz begadim. The nogeya does not require kibbutz begadim. So how can you tell me that the guy who's mazah the meinida is not tamei? Clearly he's not the same as the nogeya, and the pasuk clearly says he needs kibbutz begadim. So says Marno, elamai mazah? No say. You're right, it's not the same as the nogeya. But mazah doesn't mean the guy who sprinkles over here. Mazah means someone who carries meinida has tumas begadim. The licht of nose, so why doesn't the Torah just call him a nose? Why does the Torah call him a mazeh? So kamash malon, da ad dori kishir hazaa. Pasuk is telling us that he's only tameh when he carries a shear of meinida that you're able to sprinkle onto somebody. So says, is there a shear? Hani, chlamad yamar azad sri chashir. That works very well if you assume that there is a shear of meinida. Alman yamar in sri chashir, but if you hold that there's no shear for how much water mixed with the efer paraduma is necessary, so ma'ika lememar, then why would you not call the nosei? Why would you call him a mazeh? So I feel man yamar in sri chashir. No, because even the sheet that holds that you don't need a shear, hani mili agaba de gavra. That means there's not a shear of how much has to hit the guy that you're being metaher. Aval b'mano be in a shear, but how much you have to have in the kli before you do the sprinkling, that definitely does have a shear. Kiditnan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Parah, Kama yu b'mayim v'yeben k'dei azah, k'dei sheit b'l rosh ha-givolin v'yazah. You need enough in the kli that you can dip the rosh ha-givolin into the kli, and then it will sprinkle when you swing it in the direction of the fellow that you're trying to be metayer. V'haynu domer shlomo marti achma v'yiru chokim meni. And this is what Shlomo Melech meant of Koheles when he said that I thought I could be so smart, but vihi ruchok imeni. I thought I could figure out the reasons for everything, but I can't figure out why is it that the mazeh and misha mazeh alav is tahar, but the nogeya and the nosei are tameh. That I can't figure out, which is it's a little bit stunning when you see this Gemara, because our whole lives we've always been taught that what's the riddle or the perplexity of Parah Aduma is that the guy that gets sprinkled on is tahar, is becoming tahar, and the guy doing the sprinkling is tameh. That's not true. The guy doing the sprinkling is tahar as well. The Gemara is telling us that's the Torah says it that way, makes it sound that way. Pshuto shel mikra is that way, but that's not the way Chazal understand the halacha. The halacha is the guy doing the sprinkling is in fact tahar. It's a guy who happens to touch it or carry it that's tameh, and that's the mystery of Parah Aduma. I don't know. I've seen this Gemara many times before, but I had forgotten about it. Rav Aaron Kahn spoke in Camp Keli this past summer to my talmidim, and he mentioned that a big misconception about a big misconception. Okay, says Gemara, Ezu Yizikena. What is Yizikena? Going back to our topic of all those women who are dying shaita because they're mesulekas damim. Kol shovel shalosh onos samuch lizikenasa. A woman who had three onos pass toward the time of her zikna, around the time where she would be a zikena. Hechidami samuch lizikenasa. What age is that? So it's interesting. The Gemara does not give an age. When you assume that she's samach lizikna, I would have thought that zikna has a specific age associated. Right. So what does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos that ben chamish lemikra, ben esra lemishra, ben chamish esra letalmud mishmon esra lechupra v'chule v'chule? And what is it? Ben shishim lezikna, I think, and ben shivim leseva. So I would say samach lizikna is 58, right? around the time where she's about to hit the age that is defined, that is objectively defined as zikna. No, the Gemara says that's not what we're talking about over here. Samach leziknasa, amar vidu kol shachavrasel omrosela zikenehi. It's whenever people behind her back say that she's an old woman. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Wait, Rabbi Shimon, the Tana disagrees with Rav Yehuda the Amora. What's going on over here? You have a Tana disagreeing with an Amora. So the Yerushalmi, the Girsa is Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and the Rashba has that Girsa as well. So if that's the case, it's two Amoraim. And the Beis Yosef apparently has a Girsa of, in Simon Kuf Peites in Yardea, Rabbi Yehuda, not Rav Yehuda. Okay, so at some point, so it's either Machlokas Tanaim or it's Machlokas Amoraim, but he says, Kol Shekorim Ima Ima Ve'in Abosha. When people call her grandma and she's not embarrassed, right? Sometimes you have kids that are very close friends and they call their friend's grandmother Bubby, right? And Bubby doesn't get upset about that. Bubby thinks it's cute, unless she's 42 years old. then Bubby will get upset about that. So at a certain point, a person reaches a certain age where it doesn't become something that's embarrassing. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Chad Amar Kol She'ena Makpedes, V'chad Amar Kol She'ena Bosha. They have two different kedarim. Either that she's not makbid when they call her, she doesn't get upset, or she doesn't get embarrassed, she doesn't blush at all. My b'nai, what's the nafkamina between being makbid and being bosha? Ika b'naiu, bosha v'ena makpedes. Sometimes a woman will feel a little bit embarrassed, but she's not going to start yelling at you because she understands why you're doing it, meaning intellectually she understands why people are calling her grandma. It's because she looks older already, but it still doesn't feel right yet. She hasn't yet adjusted into that new reality where she feels comfortable. So she's still a little bit embarrassed by being in that age group. So that's that would be the nafkamina between the two. But that's what it means, samuch l'ziknasa. Okay, so if she doesn't see down for three onos, samuch l'ziknasa, so she's not going to be... She's not going to be Tamil Mafre anymore. What are the three onos? V'kama ona. How much is an ona? So Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, ona beninis. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, the Reish Lakish says the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, it means an ona beninis, which is Shloshim Yom. The average woman sees Dam every 30 days. So we assume when we say an ona beninis is 30 days, what we mean by that is not 30 days after the last seeing of Dam. What we really mean by that is 29 days after the last seeing of Dam. I mean, when we say 30 days, we mean the counting both extremes, right? Between my thumb and my pinky are five fingers, even though my pinky is four fingers after my thumb, but that's the way we count it in halacha. Rav Shapta told us that when he was learning Hilchos Nida for the first time, he happened to have read in Reader's Digest that Ona Beninus is 29 days. So he said he went to Rabbi Tendler and he said, I don't understand, why do we mean that the average woman sees, Reader's Digest was not meant on a Beninus, but he said the average woman sees in every 29 days. So he went to Rabbi Tendler and he said, I understand, why is Ona Beninus still 30 days if the Metzius is that it's 29 days? And he said, I remember Rabbi Tendler said to me, Herschel, for such a smart boy, that's a very stupid question. So he said, what was such a stupid question? Because when Chazal say Shloshim Yom, it's what in English we call 29 days. So it was actually right on the mark. So okay, so Ona Beninus is Shloshim Yom. So if she goes through three periods of Shloshim Yom without seeing Dam, Samut L'Ziknasa, then she's Mislechas Dam. Rava Amar Rav Chista Eshim Yom, that it's 20 days. V'lo Pligi, and they're not even arguing. Mar Kachashiv Yimei Tuma, that Rabbi Yehuda Messiah was counting the Yimei Tuma in the Cheshbon, and the Yimei Tuma is Yimei Tuma and V'Yimei Tara. He was counting both Yimei Tuma and Yimei Tara in the Cheshbon. Yimei Tuma is assumed to be 10 days. Yimei Tara is assumed to be 20 days. Where do we get those numbers? Yimei Tuma is 10 days. So that's what the Rishonim explain. Rashi explains the 7 days of Nida and 3 days of Ziva. Other Rishonim are not so pleased with that. What do you mean? Most women don't see Ziva. Ziva's on during the time of the month where she's not expecting to see Dam. And also, if she sees Dam for 3 days during Yimei Ziva, she becomes Zav Gadol, then she's got Shiva Nikim she's got to worry about. So that's a total of 10 days. So they say, no, what Rashi's clearly understanding is that during Shiva Nikim, that's called Tahar, meaning she's Tameh in the sense that, in practical sense, she hasn't gone to the mitzvah yet, but she's Becheskas Tahara. That Chachap Nafkamina. There's a discussion in Poskim whether a Chacham is allowed to Paskin his own wife's Maris. So we Paskin based on the Chacham Zad, and Paskin is based on a Rash in Taros, that the Chacham is only allowed to Paskin when she's Becheskas Tara, not when she's Becheskas Tameya. So to change her chazaka from Tamei to Tar, so that would mean that the Hefsek Tara he's not allowed to Paskin, but during Shiva Nikiyim he is allowed to Paskin his own wife's Maros, if you assume that that's called Becheskas Tahara. So anyway, so that's the 10 days plus the 20 days, whereas Umar Lo Chashiv Mei Tuma, Rav Chista isn't counting the Mei Tuma, so he says an Ona is 20 days, but everyone agrees it's really 30 days. It's just a question of what you're counting into the number that you're saying. Now this halacha that even a woman that has a vesas kavua has to see some of the Rishonim write that this halacha is true even for a woman who has a vesas kavua to see pachos mishloshim yom, that her shalosh onos is still 30 day onos. It wouldn't, let's say she has a veskavu, she sees every 24 days. So maybe three times the 24 days goes and she doesn't see. Maybe that should be enough to say that she's already a zakena. So it's a machlokas rishonim. Some of the rishonim say, no, for everyone, it's 30 days. The Shach quotes these rishonim simkov peitas. But the Rashbates and others say that no, that every woman goes by her own vesas. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Zakena shavrala shalosh onos vira'asa. If a woman had shalosh onos that passed, and then she sees Dam, Daya Shaita. She's now only Tamei Mikan Lahaba. Odov Rola Shalashonus Varasa, Daya Shaita. Odov Rola Shalashonus Varasa, but if it keeps on happening, Harei Kikol Anashim, she's clearly not Mislek as Damim, she just sees at much larger intervals. So Matamei says, Mufkidil Fkidil should be Matamei Lemafreya. Veloshe Kivna, and not only in a case where it's exactly every 90 days like clockwork, I love you, Pichsav El Sira, even if it's 87 days later and 92 days. Days later, over so afilu pirs of lomi bayikivna. You mean even if she's a little bit off, and lomi bayi that if she's exactly on. So adraba, I would say the opposite. Ki kivna, a couple of veses v'dayashaita. That when it's kivna, so she has a ves kavur and it's dayashaita. V'chi teimer rabbanon he depligele derbedosa damri yishisha ves mitamei sleis. And if you want to say that we're assuming like the rabbanon who disagree with rabbedosa and they say that a woman that has a veses is mitamei even the mafreya, then the Brisa should have said the opposite. Velema should say veloshu pichsav osira. Not only a woman who's pichsav osira, ela afilu kivna. Even if she has the vesas kavua, nevertheless she's mitame me es le'es, because that's the greater chiddush. So tani veloshu pichsav osira ela afilu kivna. Okay, so change it to that. V'ibay say mahachi kamar veloshu kivna ela shu pichsav osira. Aval kivna kavula vesas. Tosfos v'daya shaita. Not, we don't say this in the case where she has, where she sees exactly every 90 days. But it's only when she's Pichsav El Sira. But if she's Kivna, then it's Kavala Vesel, she'd be Viter daya shaita. So the only way the Zekena will lose her daya shaita status is if she starts seeing at somewhat regular intervals, but not perfectly regular intervals. If they become perfectly regular intervals, then she went from being a Zekena to being a Nisha Sheyesh Leveses. And Nisha Sheyesh Leveses is also going to be Daya Shaita. So she'll just go into that status. Okay, I'm falling a little bit behind over here, but Rabbi Zeman will pick up with Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kali Shashavrala, tomorrow.